This is the opening market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net. Jim, what's happening with the trade in the grains?
Hey, good morning. We are seeing some green on the screen. We got corn up 2 cents. We've got wheat trading 6 cents higher in Chicago, 6.5, 7 higher in the Kansas City wheat, and the beans have caught a bid. They're up about 11 cents, so pretty much erasing a bulk of yesterday's late sell-off.
And Jim, we saw the green to start the day yesterday, and then things turned around with that sell-off like you mentioned. What was your theory on that?
You know, it was a little bit interesting. I think technically the market tried to rally and just kind of ran out of a little bit of technical steam. It hit the 200-day moving average on those March beans. It followed no follow-through selling, and that led to a round of profit-taking. Today, we are surging. We're right back above the 200-day moving average. The talk was right now that China may be kicking the tires, looking for up to 10 cargoes of U.S. beans for last half of April, first half of May delivery, maybe being coming off the P&W potentially which would be good news for the producers in the Northern Plains. And that seems to be giving us a little bit of support. Weather in Brazil looks fantastic in general, a few patchy dry areas, but in general, that looks good. Southern Argentina, a little bit dry. That is the one area that may be of concern that could help support the market near term.
And that's kind of been the pattern, hasn't it, here in the last few weeks and months, is that you can almost work backwards. When you see the price jump to the upside for soybeans in the markets, generally it's been something to do with China that has been at least a rumor or something headed towards good news.
That seems to be the thing that's been somewhat supportive of the market, you know, because the reality is this, Mark, is we're only selling beans to China.
That was Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Tune in to Ag Matters PM, your daily dose of crucial information affecting Iowa's farmers, producers, and consumers, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Every evening, our dedicated broadcast team brings you the latest news straight from the field and from our rural communities. From market updates to expert insights, we cover it all with a down-to-earth perspective that truly captures the essence of the heartland. New episodes are posted every day of the work week to the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network YouTube channel and our website at iowaagnet.com.
March corn up 2 cents at 446. March soybeans up 11 cents at 1067 and a quarter. March soybean meal up 320 at 302.70. March soybean oil up 28 cents at 49.68. On the Merck, February live cattle down $1.93 at 234.70. January feeder cattle down 238 at 359.80. February lean hogs down 38 cents at 85.30. Class 3 milk down 4 cents at 15.05. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.